This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Another day, another win. Yet Kenny Cott is acting like a bitch. Good afternoon, everybody. We got to have this conversation.
It was 5 seconds in.
Yep. Stray received. Look, I'm going to save the bigger topic for tomorrow, Rico, when we have more time.
Okay.
Because I think we should get ahead of something. And hell, maybe we just do it both days. You and I have been pretty convinced. All right. It doesn't matter that all these guys from the minors had five ERAs and now they're Nolan Ryan.
Yeah.
Go look. It doesn't matter because what they're doing now, it's not stopping. So like we've talked about, stop doubting that they can keep it up. When you've done it for 4, 5, 6 weeks, like it's not going to stop. And we've also talked about, all right, well, the Twins and Royals, they just want to go golfing. They can't win games. We reached mortal lock stage yesterday. Like, it's happening. They're going to the playoffs. You can say it, but yet you end up with Kenny Cott and his rubber ducky. No. I'm scared to say mortal lock.
That's not at all what I said.
That is exactly what you did
previously. A misrepresentation.
Okay, tell me where you're at and why you won't say you're in the playoffs. It's mortal lock.
It's not mortal lock for me yet.
Why?
Give me two more wins.
Whoa.
What?
Then Mike was right. You won't say it's a mortal lock.
Wait a minute. I have to clear my throat.
Bitch. See, now that's where we start to have problems here. No, I think gun to my head, yes, I think they make the playoffs. I think
okay.
They do. But I'm not saying mortal lock yet. I just need a couple more wins. That's all.
Kenny, but you're going to get them.
Hold on, Mike.
Yeah.
Rico, are you hearing what I'm hearing?
Mm-hmm.
Are you as confused as I am confused?
I'm not confused, David. Here's what it is. It's like when you write a paper. His thesis statement is, they're not a mortal lock. Now, he wrote a whole bunch of other stuff, but you always go to the second paragraph to see what is the thesis statement.
Right.
His thesis statement was, they are not a mortal lock yet. He does not believe this team is going to make the playoffs yet. He needs two more games in order to feel comfortable. I don't know why this team is in. I've been saying they have been trending this way for the longest. After this weekend, right now, my only concern, what city are you flying to? Because you're in.
Or
can you do enough
to not need Scooble?
Oh, that was already off the table.
I feel like Scooble's off the table in Chicago.
Yeah,
Chicago. Can we just say it?
After this weekend.
He's starting game one.
Yeah, they were in the playoffs, and this was going to be Scooble's last game.
I just wonder if they're going to have rally towels, or if we're going to take the bits out of storage and hand people packets of failed candy.
You know,
we can just have them waving that.
We could bring back the rally goose.
Whatever
I
you
don't
like.
Care.
The Zubaz.
Yeah.
Look, here's my question. Because the bigger thing here is,
why Kenny doesn't believe?
No. Is how far can they take it? And my answer might surprise you. But if Kenny can't work his way to just accepting you're going to the playoffs, then he doesn't deserve to hear the second question. But my thing is this. Kenny thinks it's strays. It's not. I want to rally support. I want to find out if Kenny has friends, so to speak. I want to find out if people are leaving the ballpark overjoyed, but nervous. Overjoyed, but not convinced. Overjoyed, but not accepting of the reality that you've earned the right to walk around with a pimp chalice. You are Don Juan. You are going to be the second team in Major League Baseball history to go from ashy to classy, so to speak. Like, you are going from the outhouse to the penthouse. It's been 51 years since the Mets did it, to be at least 8 games under .500 on August 11th and make the playoffs. Why can't you just say it with your chest, Kenny? And you don't have to understand it, people. Nobody can. Anyone who claims that they understand it or that this is foretold is a clown. Like, guys in the minors like Herder and Gunther and Salmon, dude, these dudes are rocking 5 ERAs in places like Erie and Toledo. They have come up here and turned into the 96 Yankees bullpen. You don't believe me, just look at the numbers. So, Rico, I want to offer it, because tomorrow, the how far this team can take it, I don't know that people are going to be accepting of what I say, but I dare them to argue it, is going to be my approach. Now, do you want to open that gift box? Treat this like Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Eve, we were always allowed to open one present.
Yeah, we were too.
Highly restricted list. You never got to open the specific one you had eyes for.
Really?
Nah, you'd always get the pity one.
See, that's where I found out, careful what's in the box, because, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I would, I wanted that one.
I
figured
sure?
You would.
Right, it's a dead battery. Right. My point is, you can pick, you can choose to open the present, but just understand, if you open it today, we're still going to be talking about it tomorrow.
Right.
I'm happy to do it. But I want to know if Kenny, what percentage of this fan base does Kenny represent? Not Kenny's not negative. Kenny's not at all knocking the team. No. He's just a scared, injured deer. And he's looking for his flock or whatever deer travel in.
I think Kenny probably represents a good 50% of this fan base. I do.
I think it's 10.
I think it's a lot more
okay.
than that.
Look, I don't think anyone... You got to be a spineless jellyfish to be acting like Kenny. Right?
These are the same people who, even though it's a different sport, won't say the words Lions and Super Bowl in the same sentence.
Lions are going to the Super Bowl. No, there, I said it.
No, you can't. But I don't want to jinx it. There's a lot more people like Kenny than you want to believe that will say all the platitudes. And, you know, we're this. We, are they going to the playoffs? Well,
Jim. Yep. Right, everyone turns into Tony Romo.
Right. Instead of just saying it with your chest and believing this team's going. I mean, think about how when we were saying, hey, back when we were when we said the Fangraphs was wrong and people were like, well.
Funny
well.
You mentioned it. Ready?
Yeah.
Hot off the presses. Fangraphs just can't get this right, can they? Today's updated playoff odds, 70.3. They're only about 29.7% off.
Yeah.
Fangraphs just won't allow it. The supercomputers who lack human emotion and who lack knowledge of how much tailpipe the Twins and Royals have been inhaling over the last month.
Right.
It's
and
not
who you're
70.
Going to play.
Yeah.
Right. It's ridiculous. Hey, they will be in the wild card, and Fangraphs will finally update and say, all right, we think they're at about 85%.
Right,
first pitch is in 10 minutes.
They're in game two of the wild card, and Fangraphs is like, well, 83.4%.
Right.
I want to hear from the people. Kenny's not ready to say they're in. Kenny needs more. And whether I just want to know where you're at with it. Now, part two of this is how far can this team take it? I'm happy to go there if Rico wants to open that box. That's primarily a tomorrow topic.
Let's see where we can go. We may be able to just save that one, Mike, because I think you're going to have a lot of people like Kenny. And I want to say this. And this may be why Kenny has actually told us this is why he feels this way, if you think back. And a buddy of mine just sent me a text.
What?
You know what it is? It's still based off of being invested in the Red Wings and how you were hurt and how you thought they were in and how you just knew you were ready to fly your car flag. And then the games happened, and the next thing you know, you're outside looking in. So I think a lot of people with the PTSD
That's weak.
Of the Red Wings. I didn't say it wasn't, David.
You have to be willing to be hurt again. And that's what this is. But I don't even think it's being hurt again because it is a mortal lock.
David,
I'm preparing my menu for next Tuesday.
How can you be hurt for something that's a once-in-a-lifetime occurrence? Not just for you. Not just for fans in this city. For the sport of baseball. I want to repeat that again. It is a once-in-50-year or twice-in-150-year occurrence. Man, this is crazier than some of Rico's eclipses he uses his moon room for.
Those are real.
Whatever. The point is, this is, how could you possibly not just roll with it at this point? Look, Rico and I were selling you 2 weeks ago, Fangraphs is off base here. Like, we see what's happening. But now? I'd love to hear it. Let's get into it. And I am happy to get into how far can they take it when they're in the playoffs, not if, Kenneth. But I want to hear from the people. If you are like Kenny, I thought, let's get everyone on the same page today. And then tomorrow, I'm going to be in for a fight. I know it, because I'm going to say something, and people are going to think I should be drug tested. But we'll talk about it.
I may allow the people to get a little sample of that.
Oh, the first hit?
Yeah.
The little baggie of Blue Magic?
Yeah.
There you go. It's the purest thing you've ever seen. 248-539.
It's Blue Magic.
9797 coming up at 5:15. Nikki Barnes. We got a lot to do.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
All right, David, ticket techs. And again, I'm trying to do this in two parts. One is saving Kenny Cott consternation. You're in. Relax. Breathe. When you got out of that second and third no outs in Baltimore in the bottom of the ninth, you were in that day. And when the Twins clown card in a double dip by a score of like 38-2, you were in. Why Kenny's fighting it, I don't know. It's okay. It's PTSD for him from his wretched hockey team that refuses to make the playoffs. But I also want to have a conversation primarily tomorrow. How far can this team take it? I've got an opinion. I don't know if you're going to agree with it, but I don't really care. It's exciting. David, what do the ticket texters have to say as we get started here?
Kenny is Charmin soft. Needs to see two more wins when we play the White Sox. He's got... Well, not going to read the rest of that.
Yeah, please
one.
Keep it clean on a Tuesday. Thank you.
Voodoo. That's what this is. I am not worried at all. Kenny is a total cat. Aaron N. Taylor. Someone else says, guys, it's baseball. Anything can happen in these next five games. We can be excited, but this is not a lock yet.
Kenny, you can't be writing ticket texts. That's a breach of contract.
No, that's not Kenny. That's his brothers. Kenny is not a total cat. I think Kenny represents half of the Tigers fan base who want to believe, who thinks it's going to happen. They just can't actually form the words and put their heart out there to get broken and say that they're in.
My point is, how could you get your heart broken when you're making history? Heartbreak is the byproduct of failed expectation. They had a 0% shot of this on August 11th.
Oh, no.
They had an 8% shot on September 14th. You can't be heartbroken. No, that's like being heartbroken you didn't win the Powerball.
No, this isn't heartbroken. This is you're at the bar and the girl actually pushed somebody aside and is pointing to the seat telling you to sit down. And you're like, well, what if she's just setting me up? Just go sit down.
Roberts. David, go ahead.
I'll be convinced the first game of the playoff. Otherwise, I'll be stressing.
Oh, my.
Someone else says, Tigers car flags are going up right now.
Do they even make those?
It's probably an old one. I don't think they make them
That's
anymore.
More of a Red Wing thing.
Oh, you know what? Maybe we should have created voodoo flags.
No,
we should have.
See those driving around Metro Detroit? Yeah.
Rico, this station can't restock a water cooler. Well, you think they can produce voodoo flags in short order?
By we, I meant we. I mean like
oh,
us.
Oh, so now we're selling mixtapes.
Doing our phone.
Out of Rico's trunk.
It worked for MC Hammer.
Right.
You got the stuff?
Right.
Need to give Chris Fetter 10-year, $100 million contract. He's the reason we're making it to the playoffs.
I don't understand how A.J. Hinch won't receive Manager of the Year for pulling this off. It's not a Scott Harris thing. It's a Hinch thing. Yeah, hey, A.J., here's a bunch of guys with a 5 ERA from the minors. Yeah, A.J., here you go. We traded Jack Flaherty. Yeah, here's some kids that we were going to call up regardless who I didn't draft. Here you go. Like, Hinch and Fetter together have engineered, it is one of the great rallies to the postseason you've ever seen because it's historical.
Mike, it is, which, I mean, it's leading to a topic that I'm sure we're going to do at some point of, what? I mean, the more valuable assistant between Fetter and Johnson. Like, which one of these guys? Yeah. Like, which one of these guys are like, man, you can't let him go. You can only keep one. You got to keep this guy.
Let's get some people involved. Let's see what they've got to say. And again, if you want to support Kenny, do it. I just don't know what you're nervous about. Let's go to Steve. He'll bat lead off today. Stevie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, not much, guys. Love it. Rico, I'm going to take your Christmas tree analogy. It's like the present you know you're going to get is underneath the tree. It's that guitar-shaped present. But I'm enjoying every day because this is a pennant race. Every game is awesome up into that. I'm not even thinking about the playoffs. I know the gifts are there. I'm just enjoying each game.
So you're a more measured child, that you know you're getting what you want, but knowing it's under the tree is good enough for you.
Yeah, it's the guitar right. outline. I know what that is.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm not thinking about the playoffs yet because we're not there yet. It's 6 days away. Let's just enjoy each game. We haven't had a pennant race in forever.
No. No, and having one in the most unlikely in modern baseball history makes it more fun.
It's even better.
Yes.
Yep.
Because, Steve,
absolutely.
Here's what happens, right? This is innocent. It's innocent. It's unexpected. It's cosmic. Next year, expectations are going to change how you watch your baseball team, just like they've changed how you watch your football team.
Right, and this is pure baseball. This doesn't happen in other sports. This is baseball, and that's what I guess I miss about it.
Yeah, I think the only sport that emulates it would be the NFL, where teams go worst to first, or teams can get in as the last team in and win a Super Bowl. You don't really see it.
Hockey.
Hockey, I would ask Kenny. I mean, like, I remember the 06 Oilers when they made that big run and they had Rolly to goalie. The 93 Islanders were the 8 seed, and they took down the back-to-back defending Stanley Cup champion Penguins and then met the Canadiens in the conference finals. But, like, generally, no, Steve is right that, like, baseball's the zany one. Baseball just, I don't know, bleep happens. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Don't ask me to make sense of it. You got Bo Brisky hitting 101 on the radar gun. What? You got a guy in Herder who had a 5.8 ERA in the minors.
You sure Bo Brisky's not going to do the Scooby-Doo and it's really Joel Zamaya?
Right. It's Aroldis Chapman from 2017. Sweet neck tat. Like, I don't know. You just go with it. Joe, 97.1. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Mike. Rico, again, how you guys doing?
Good.
As far as the Tigers, like, you know, when I was talking, you know, I'm nervous because, you know, I've never seen anything like it, okay? So, like, you know, when we're coming down to these games. Like, my buddy and I, we do landscaping, and, you know, we took an hour and a half off to watch the, you know, the last three innings or whatever. Like, we were, like, you know, you don't see, you've never seen this before, correct? Like, you know, you know, I'm dead serious. I've seen the Tigers blow shit, blow
whoa,
stuff.
Whoa, Joe, sorry language.
And Joe, let me help you out here. You took the hour and a half off because of rain and impending.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that you were watching the Tigers in case the boss is
there. Joe, I think your clients would prefer if you said you had to go bleep in a hole than to just say I watched Tiger baseball for 90 minutes.
Right. Yeah. It was
just throwing that out there.
Wait, I thought we saw lightning. Was that lightning over there?
Why is there a landscaper squatting in the backyard? Just don't worry about it. Anything beats is our landscaper watching a baseball game on his phone.
He's just not going to cut the grass. He stopped halfway. Just, wow.
Why is he hovering over our drain? 2-4-8. 90 minutes. And if you did it, don't say it on radio.
Like, mommy, I think he's sick. He's just not moving.
Cutscene. Dumb and Dumber toilet doesn't work. All right. You take care of business. 248-539-9797. And we will get right back to the phones. If you are not convinced yet, like Kenny Cott, what is it going to take? And I am holding off on tomorrow's topic, which is how far I believe this team can take it. It's going to be a damn street fight, I think. Maybe. Possibly.
Mike has him getting swept by the Yankees.
No.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, don't put that evil on me. My Yankees are gag artists. Don't worry.